Taoiseach, I want to ask what the government is doing to ensure that asylum seekers who are here and are staying in state-provided accommodation are safe. I understand that a new accommodation has recently opened in West Donegal. There's people there who have fled horrific war in Syria, in Libya. There's some Palestinian people there, and they have been subject to physical threats. I know that there's been threats to attack the building where they're staying. There's been threats to local public representatives who have spoken out supporting their right to asylum. And 3 days ago, two Palestinian men were beaten up, allegedly because they are refugees and because they're staying here. So what actions are being taken to ensure that these people are kept safe, and what action is being taken to ensure that integration is taking place, that investment in the local community is taking place to ensure that people are properly integrated?
Obviously, government has a duty of care when it comes to providing safety for people in any state-funded facility, and we do take measures to try and ensure that. And we have a particular fund as well to recognise local communities that have accepted international protection applicants and Ukrainian people into their areas, but I might provide more detail in correspondence about that to the deputy.